Bring them up again.
Okay, so we're now on the record, so start the recording, Mackenzie.
Started.
It is January 28th, 2025, and it is 2:02 p.m. This is a recorded public hearing held by the Washington State Board of Registration for Professional Engineers and Land Surveyors, which I'll refer to during this hearing as the Board. My name is Ken Fuller, and I am the Director of the Board and Presiding Officer of this hearing. This hearing is being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, with regards to the board's proposed rule change to WAC 19609, Board Practices and Procedures. This is a public hearing being held virtually and in person at the board's office located 605 11th Avenue Southeast, Suite 201, Olympia, Washington, as well as online. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR 25-01-0120, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on December 16th, 2024, and by posting notice of the hearing and attendance instructions on the board's website. The proposed rule language is also available on the website. These rule changes are proposed pursuant to provisions of RCW 1843-035 and RCW 3405-020. The board is required to make a recording of this hearing by stenograph, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are audio recording this hearing. The board encourages anyone attending hearing to ask questions and provide comments today. And if you do not wish to speak today, you may also submit those written comments to the board at shannon.gillespie@brpels.wa.gov. All written comments must be received by today at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Pacific Time. depending on the complex of the.
Uh-oh. Ken, you dropped off.
Ken went frozen.
Mr. Gray, can you still hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
And on my screen, I can see you moving, and
Ken
appears to be frozen up.
Oh, Ken just dropped off, so I'm going to. There he goes. Okay.
Oh.
You kind of dropped out, Ken.
Oh, am I back? Am I back?
Yes.
Okay, so. So we're going to document all responses in a concise explanatory statement. Was that the last you heard?
That's where you are. Yep.
This will enable you to see the comments and responses in one location. So the concise explanatory statement will be posted on the board's website, filed together with the CR-103 at the Code Revisor's Office, and will be provided to anyone who makes a comment today or during the comment period. Okay, so before we begin, is there anyone else that would like to sign into the meeting or provide comments? I don't
No.
think we see any. So at this time, those that are wishing to speak will call on to you. So you'd be called in the order of which you signed in. So there's one of you. And to assist in you preparing the record of this public hearing, we ask that you testify today, state your name, provide contact information, and who state who you represent on, or if you're testifying on behalf of others. Please note we collect contact information, so we provide copies of the concise explanatory statement to you. If you do not want to receive a response, you're not required to provide your contact information. The concise explanatory statement will be available on the board's website. Shannon.
Okay. Please provide your first name and the last name. I do have your contact information, so I don't have to worry about you providing that. And who you represent, if you are testifying on behalf of others. And Mr. Gray, you're up.
Thank you, and hello, everyone. Thank you for this opportunity to comment on this proposed rulemaking pertaining to, I'm just going to call it this agency. I don't know if you refer to yourselves as burples or what, but WAC 196-09-152, Richard Potter and I earlier submitted our written comments to this board on January 16th, 2025. And according to my notes, we submitted something similar back in 2021. But obviously, it's the more recent comments I'm talking about today. When I say we, I'm referring to Richard and me. It's not the royal we. But we are here on behalf of the Administrative Law Section of the Washington State Bar Association. We're not representing any clients. The board's authorization was given on August 27th of 2021. Our comments are focused on the draft rules compliance with RCW 42.56.070 sub 5. And I'll just refer to it after this as the statute. We think the agency has made a good start with this draft rule, and we only have a few suggestions to make. These suggestions you may also find in the written comments. First, the statute requires the index to include any declarative orders and interpretive statements. I didn't find any reference to those items in the proposed rule. And it might be that this agency doesn't issue either or both declarative orders or interpretive statements. And if that's so, it would help if the agency would place a statement to that effect in the proposed rule so that anyone searching for those orders or statements will know the agency doesn't issue those types of documents. And let me digress for just a minute as to the reference to anyone searching for and why we're even commenting in the first place. I'm a retired assistant AG and administrative law judge. When I was actively working, and I had obviously an administrative hearing, I could find statutes and rules easily enough. And in some instances, I could find cases, final orders that were issued by the agency whose case I was presiding over. But as time went by, I began to realize if I were an attorney in private practice, and this were the first case I had ever had in the subject area, or a layperson, where do you find those orders? It's easy enough to find decisions from the Court of Appeals or the Supreme Court, but final orders are more difficult to find. And so Mr. Potter and I started talking about this. How do we make it accessible to find those kinds of documents? And that resulted in discovering the content of the statute and urging state agencies to comply with that statute. If someone could find cases that this agency issues or any other state agency online, that's a huge help for anyone in that area. Okay, returning back to comments regarding the particular rule, the statute requires more refinement of identifying any final orders that this agency issues. And let me just be sure, does your agency issue final orders? Do you have contested hearings ultimately resulting in final orders?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Our board issues them, yes.
Say again, please.
The board issues final orders.
Okay. The statute uses the conjunctive word and it talks about final orders that contain an analysis or decision of substantial importance to the agency in carrying out its duties. Now, that last part was a quote from the statute. Maybe not every final order you issue is one of substantial importance, but if one or more final orders meet that description, the index must contain them. I want to emphasize there's nothing wrong with identifying all of your orders. That's fine, but the ones of substantial importance must be identified, whether it's in a separate section in the index or use of a symbol or something like that. Something, though, to designate that a decision is of substantial importance. Third, there's no mention in the proposed rule of any documents indexed before July 1st of 1990. I have to confess, I don't know how long this agency has existed. Does your work go back from June 30th of 90 back?
Some of them do, but it was we were housed within the Department of Licensing.
Got it. But if such an index of pre-July 1, 1990 orders exist, it should be identified in this proposed rule to simplify searches. My final comment is it would help a lot if there are any indexes that are not currently online, please put them online, particularly if the alternative is to drive to Olympia and to make an in-person search of a written index. For anything else, I refer you to the written comments Mr. Potter and I filed earlier this month. Both of us are available if you have any questions. And thank you for this opportunity to speak.
We really appreciate you coming and speaking here. Is there anybody else, Shannon, that on the list or online or?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you again for your comments, sir. Really appreciate it. The board will consider your comments and questions, and you're both written and oral, and determine whether a revision to the proposed rules is needed. If no substantial changes are made, the board will prepare a concise explanatory statement for each rule filing, summarizing all matters presented today, including everything you've spoken to and written to and received regarding the proposed rules, and respond to them by category or subject matter. Copies of the concise explanatory statement will be forwarded to all those who have made those oral written comments and provide contact information. So without anything else to do, I think it's now my turn to just say it's now 2:15 p.m. and this hearing's adjourned, so you can stop the recording.